Hi and welcome to The Light Leaders, a podcast for light workers and conscious entrepreneurs who are passionate about raising the consciousness of our planet and take action to make it happen. I'm your host, Alexis Lember, and I believe that we are currently in the middle of a global awakening of humanity, that right now is the time for heart-centered conscious people to step into our power so we can replace your paradigm and bring the conscious new earth into manifestation. So here, I'll interview a variety of people who lead this movement of creating this new earth, whether they do it through a meditation course, a conscious podcast, or an ethical cryptocurrency. I call them light leaders. If you resonate with our mission, please help us spread the message by sharing this podcast. We're having more and more content getting censored, so we need your help. Make sure to stay in touch also by registering to our newsletter on thelightleaders.org. If you hear little nuggets you love and you'd like to share, screenshot this episode and share on your Instagram stories, make sure to tag us at The Light Leaders Podcast and we will repost. Hey, before we jump into the podcast, there's an event I'm co-creating, I'm super excited about. It's called The Light Leaders Council and it's for people who are passionate about leveraging cryptocurrencies to create better systems for the new earth and help the ascension of our planet. More concretely, we're looking for 144 light leaders to join that council. To join, you buy an NFT made by Jake Cobrin, psychedelic artist that's been on the podcast too. And we will together look at what new systems we can create. Maybe it will lead to a token, a decentralized organization. And yeah, that's for people who really align with these values of using technology to create those better systems and especially blockchain technology. So if that sounds like you, you can find more information on thelightleaders.org/council, C-O-U-N-C-I-L. Hi, and welcome to this new episode of The Light Leaders. Today, I'm again with Ole Damegaard back on the show. And it's been, I think, about 2 or 3 months since the last episode, and a lot has happened since then. If you haven't checked the first interview, make sure you tune in. It was episode 109. And that will also give more context to the discussion we're going to have now. As a little recap, Ole is a truth seeker, codebreaker, and peacemaker. He was awarded the Peace Prize of Prague and adopted by the Apache Nation. He's an author, international speaker, former journalist, musician, composer, artist, inventor, and investigator who has dedicated the last 40 years to researching many of the global conspiracies. Millions of viewers and listeners around the world have taken part in his interviews and presentations. Ole has given close to 1,000 international interviews and is now considered somewhat of a world-leading expert on conspiracies and truth-seeking. Ole, I'm very glad to have you back. As mentioned, there's been quite a bit happening. It looks like we're getting closer to have a vaccine passports. There are things like the Fauci email, the lab leak that become more mainstream. And as we were discussing, there are a lot of things someone like me can see from the outside. And you might have different perspective from the inside. So that's going to be a very interesting conversation.
Let's see where it takes us.
Well, to start with, what are you grateful for today, Ole?
I am grateful for being here. I'm grateful for not being alone anymore. It's been many, 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 many years of a very lonely road. And now many people that are becoming aware at the moment of what's going on, they feel also very alone. And they say, oh, there's no one out there. I say it's in the millions and millions now. I mean, when you compare to just like 15 years ago, it's unbelievable what's happening. And I believe this is also why things are speeding up so much, because the dark forces are very aware of that they're being exposed and the time is very limited on their part. So that's why they need to ump the game. And this is why also suddenly this censorship is coming out of the shadows. Before it was only like outspoken people like myself that was being hit, but now it's like anyone who posts anything. So this is fantastic because suddenly it's not just a theory. Suddenly people can feel like, whoa, 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 what is happening here? And just like Voltaire said many, many years ago, that to find out who controls you, find out who you're not allowed to criticize. And so it's really interesting what you're allowed to say and what you're not allowed to say.
I'm not sure if it's him, but I think he said also, I disagree with you, but I will fight for your right to say it.
And that's it. That is what is called democracy, whatever that means. Because when you look at democracy, many times it's sort of like mob mentality as well. Mm. If you look at it from an objective thing, if you're a group of 20 and you say, let's hang that bastard over there, and 18 votes, yes, let's hang him, and two says, no, it's not right, democracy will say, yes, do it. Yeah. And so I'm not a follower of any of these political, I'm a follower of the heart and the truth. And so, but Voltaire said it very beautifully, the right to speak out. That is a human right to be able to express ourselves, which is being shut down now massively.
Yeah, and that's, for me, it's a beautiful quote when I share it, because that's also a sign for people to do something before they themselves get censored. Because then it's like you say, oh, that's not me. I'm not, a conspiracy theorist, I'm not putting that in question, but in 1 year, 2 years down the line, it's going to come to you too. So you might as well defend even people who have different opinions. This morning, I saw a friend of mine she's into alternative health, but she's definitely not as straightforward as you are, who had her Instagram limited in terms of how much she could post to protect the community. And so she's moving to Telegram, and in the end, as you said, it's a good sign too, because it pushes more and more people to awaken.
It's like these community guidelines. What does that mean? What does that mean when it's blocking people that are speaking out for truth, freedom, rights, the rights of the liberties of human being, but then against community rules? What community are we talking about then? And then you have to see behind the scenes what's going on in these different, with the ownerships of Facebook, Google, YouTube, and so on, and see, is that really our world? And also these fact checkers. I love these fact checkers. I mean, I'm being shut down all over the place by independent fact checkers. But when you check out what that is, these are individuals sitting at home being paid to just shut people down. Oh, that's against this, boom. So I think it's really interesting that sort of I can spend like more than 30 years really devoting my life to looking into, for instance, behind the JFK assassination. And then an independent fact checker says, no, that's not true. I mean, okay, then I would say, please step forward, please, Mr. Anonymous Fact Checker, and help me, teach me, because apparently you know a lot more than I do. So, but they do not. And when you start seeing who they are behind it, and they're in the hundreds, and who's funding them, we're back to the same old culprits, the Gates Foundation, the Clinton Foundation, all kinds of, the money comes in like this to just shut any kind of opposition down.
Yeah, so much.
And I really like what you said with Voltaire, that whole thing, because the way it is, I say I'm absolutely against violence. At the same time, I think people should have a right to express themselves. I don't think that who am I to say that, oh, you are a Nazi, you should shut up, or you are a Buddhist, you're allowed to say things. It's not up to me. I mean, I don't know anyone who thinks that they're wrong. You know, many people mostly strongly believe in what they're saying is the truth. So should a Mormon be shut down? Should a Hindu be shut down? Should a Nazi be shut down? Also, when it leads to violence, I'm not a fan of that. You know, but I've been speaking at neo-Nazi gatherings. What did I speak about? How much I love foreigners. You know, like, and how I'll help people out of Iran and so on, trying to build a bridge instead. But I spoke at that place, not judging them. Do you see what I'm saying?
I do see.
And I also think in general, however different we are, it's also always a good idea to at least understand the other, even if we totally disagree with the opinion and we think it's dangerous. So you take the case of a neo-Nazi, I think it's beautiful to be able at the same time to fight against the principles that they may have or the rules they may want to have, and at the same time have some kind of understanding of where people come from. Mm.
Do you know, I think it's really funny because they say like Hitler was a fascist and they say Stalin was a communist. Mm. When you look at what they officially said to have been doing, it's identical. Yeah. So I say freedom, freedom, as long as you don't do violence on other people. And I'm not just talking, I'm talking violent, verbal violence as well.
So it looks like we're starting more on the censorship topic at the moment. And do you think there is some limit to freedom of speech?
That there should be?
That there should be. For example, racism or even like calling out violence, for example.
Who am I to, if our leaders are willing to start wars, killing millions of people, I mean, should you be allowed to vote for people like that? I mean, you're looking at multiple serial killers in the thousands when they sign these orders, when they sign orders for NATO to go and bomb Syria and so on, or based on false flag principles, meaning that these are most of the time, if not always, innocent targets. So who should decide who's censoring who, you know? And I am not one to censure. I mean, I don't like what people are saying. I don't like racists. I'm a racist against racism. You know, I don't like it. I would stand up and do everything I can to transcend it and defend who's ever the victim of it. But am I anyone that should decide who to shut down or not? I'm not capable of doing that.
Yeah, I've had that debate sometimes with people who say, oh, this opinion is dangerous, it's dangerous. And to me, in the end, it's like you only have two choices, really. Either you think humans are stupid and you need to control them and to tell them what to think, or you trust that we can sort it out and then open the discussion and that the best ideas overall will win. And there's really no alternative. It's like either or.
Yeah. And when you look at these so-called dangerous individuals, like there's a Black Panther leader or there's a Muslim this or there's whatever, look at the people. Many times they have been abused very violently through all kinds of, you know, social abuse, society, racial abuse. So these individuals have grown up becoming angry because of injustices. And then they're speaking up saying, I've had enough. I've had enough. That is not a harmonious place. And so you have to see what caused that thing and then try to fix the problem instead of going for the symptom, you know. And then should you shut him down? Maybe you should listen to him. Like, why did they kill Malcolm Epps? Why did they kill Martin Luther King? Why did they kill Gandhi? So many people have been standing up for the rights. I mean, Malcolm X was quite, boom, violent to start with. Should he be killed because he was doing that? Or should you listen to what he's saying is true? Do I like hearing it as a white person at that time? Maybe not. Then maybe do something about the social injustices and fix that instead, you know? So dangerous, what does that mean? I am being called there was a new campaign going on in New York now calling me out as neo-Nazi, Holocaust denier, anti-Semite, conspiracy theory, whatever they call it, and so on. So I should be shut down. I would just like to say that Holocaust denier, I'm not denier, but questioner massively, am I anti-Jewish? I hardly know any Jew. I know. As far as I know, it's a religion. So, I mean, who am I to judge? And so, the thing is that when you go, and it's here we come again, when do you get censored? It's when you start getting close to the truth, whatever it is, they will throw whatever they have at you. And at this point, they have very little left. So they, in the only card they've got left is the anti-Semite or the Holocaust denier.
It's interesting what you talked about, kind of these right-wing associations. And there's been a really interesting shift in labels for the conscious community, especially like I live here in Bali, and people who do a lot of yoga, meditation, and let's say we call ourselves the conscious community. And definitely don't identify with things like white supremacist and right wing. But recently, for example, being censored, I need to post on platform that Wikipedia or Google say are right wing extremist platforms, because historically that's what has been censored, right? Or like even, you know, a lot of the conscious community talks about moving to Austin, Texas, which in my French brain is a very Republican redneck place. So it's just been an interesting shift where what was looked at as awakened, like woke, became very anti-freedom, and a lot of conscious people look at, share videos from Fox News and talk about moving to Texas.
We are in interesting times. Mm. And it's also interesting to see whatever, depending on what country you are in, then it's from the same individual can be labeled like right wing. In other countries, right left, oh no, extreme left. Mm. Because depending on where the power is in that country, they want to call it the opposite. Mm. You know, the enemy is over there, but it's still the same individual. Mm. I saw this interview, I thought that was so interesting. It was a Dutch engineer that was being interviewed about the 9/11 thing, about how could these buildings go down free fall speed, you know. And he was saying, it's impossible, the whole structure, you can't do it. And then he was called a Holocaust denier. Like, well, I thought we were talking about buildings, like concrete, steel, and they threw that whole thing out at him to shut him down.
Yeah.
But, and that is...
What was the bridge?
Like there is no bridge.
Okay.
Truth shut him down. Shut him down. Mm. I mean, you could almost hear somebody out in the control room just, shut him down, shut him down. Well, yeah, I haven't got anything. Use the Holocaust denier. It's the, and I have this interview with the former foreign minister of Israel where she talks about that very openly. Well, if I haven't got anything else, just bring in the bazooka. Mm. Go for that.
It happened to a great humorist in France called Dieudonné, and it was interesting, and that was like 10 years ago, he had made jokes on Jewish people and then was put in that box. But actually, when I looked into it, that's one of the things that awakened me to how these things get manipulated. Mm. Mm.
Do you know that I saw this documentary where there was a film crew that traveled around, I cannot remember how many countries, but it was like 56 different countries, something like that. And they were just asking, what do you want out of life? What makes you happy? What are your dreams? What do you, you know? And what they came up with was that people all over, it doesn't matter color of skin, religion, whatever, more or less 95 wanted the same. They wanted a peaceful life. They wanted happiness. They wanted, for a nice future for their family, possibilities for education, to have a nice party at times, to have friends, to enjoy life, to be able to express themselves musically, poetry, whatever. And then there was about 5% where they started disagreeing. Mm-hmm. And this was religion, football, sports, and politics. That was it. Take out these 5% and we want the same. Mm-hmm. You know, so look at these areas. When you look at like politics, what does that even mean? Manipulation big time of the rich one, how to control the rest of us. Religion, similar, very similar thing, but you use this one as well. If you don't behave, we'll call in the enforcer from above. You know, I'm not saying, I'm not against religious people. I'm just saying religion has been used very, very brutally for centuries to control people. And then you have sports where the old Romans said, you know, keep them occupied, keep them entertained. How? While we do our stuff, throw them at the lions, put in some more gladiators. And here we have, you know, the Super Bowl, all of them. And once again, the people that goes very much into sport, goes very much into tribal mind also. Mm. It's we against you. If you are blue and white and I'm green and blue, red, whatever, I'm going to fight you. Why? Because you like that team and I like that team. It's very strange.
Well, it's very tribal for sure. I think it can have a cathartic effect if you take
fantastic.
It lightly.
Yeah,
and as
wonderful.
A game, but some people take it way too seriously.
It goes to extremes sometimes. Mm. But I think all kinds of extremes are not good. You know, if you have a balanced mind, it's not an extreme mind. Mm. Can you be extremely peaceful? Maybe you can. That in that case, that would be the extreme to look for. But otherwise than that, no.
It's most very people often, that you'd see as extreme, they probably think they're balanced and you're extreme. What do you call imbalanced?
That is true. I am extreme in some ways, for sure. But I hope extreme in a way that brings goodness to the world instead of being extreme in destruction or on the behalf of someone else. That someone else has to pay. That is my intention, at least. My intention is extreme. I want the best for everyone.
It's a nice extreme.
I think so.
To go back on the censorship, there's something that, again, I get more outside information and I'm interested to share them with you, and so you can add more insider information and research to that. On the censorship part, about a year ago, if you were saying on social media that the virus came from a lab and was man-made, you'd be censored, you'd be called a conspiracy theorist. And now it has become the main hypothesis in the mainstream. Even Fauci is talking about it, and there are talks in the parliament between Rand Paul that's like grilling Fauci on financing gain of function, but it's in the mainstream that the most likely, even according to Fauci, would be a lab leak. And it's very interesting how something that used to be conspiracy theory censored on social media became actually mainstream. And somehow it feels like nothing's wrong. Like things have evolved and now it's like this. And yeah, it's not like there's a big mea culpa or apologies around it. It's like, well, that's the new truth now. And that's it. I just thought it was interesting. I don't know. Have you followed a little bit this part?
Yes and no. Because the thing is, all of this in my world is BS. Because we look at a massive operation. I think we went into that last time, I seem to remember, where it's all based on an old Roman template called problem, reaction, solution.
Yeah.
And where the solution, the problem is created by the few in power to get a public reaction, an outcry of fear, where we, the normal people, just go emotionally into, oh my God, we need some protection. And then we turn towards the people we think are there to protect us, not understanding that it's actually them who have created the problem. Mm. And they will then say, well, the only way we can help you with this horrible problem is, and boom, in comes the solution.
And in the first episode, we talked on top of the coronavirus that there were terrorist attacks that didn't happen that would have made the thing even more messy and justify more.
Yeah, so the solution was there from day one. Day one. So the so-called vaccines, which has nothing to do with the vaccine, was there from day one. And then they had to create a massive problem to get the global population into believing that there is such a problem so that we would accept the jab.
Another funny thing, 1 year ago, you can have Boris Johnson and a lot of politicians being very clear there won't be a vaccine passport.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
It's a very Orwellian thing. Where
but this is how it's played. What you are describing is a three-step rocket, especially when control of opposition. When first they leak out, you know, they say absolutely not. It was not that. So you will start fighting it. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Yes, it was. Then you will turn it around and start leaking out information that it was actually that. Meaning, so people would, I knew it, I knew it, I knew it. And then they turn it around, so it goes 180, so that you get very confused after a while, because mainstream media, for instance, that are there too, shuts down, and then suddenly they open that door. Mm. Like if they'd say that the whole time. And then the third step of it is that they turn the whole thing around once again to go back to step number one. And so there's no substance anywhere. So you come out of it like, what happened?
So to
and
you,
this is by design.
To you, that's step two, the fact that we become aware of some of the lies prior, it's still part of the plan in a way of manipulation. It's not, it's controlled opposition.
The thing is, in my opinion, there was no leak whatsoever. Absolute. It wasn't a leak. It was a very detailed plan for years and years and years. So there was no mistake. There was no accident. There was no leak. So what they do is they say, they go out in media and say, there was no leak. Nobody knew about the leak. So people said, was there a leak? And they start looking into it. And then you let things out.
But they say it come from nature. It's not made in a lab.
Yeah, it's patented. So but there's an amazing film. If you're interested in the psychological, an amazing movie called Wag the Dog with Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro, where what they do in that one, it's so step by step. It's perfect. Perfect. What they do in that movie, we have a president that looked a lot like dear Mr. Clinton, who had a sexual affair with not Monica Lewinsky, but similar in that movie. And so it was a big thing, you know, like, oh, we're close to a disaster here. So they call in this fixer guy who, please, an anonymous guy, but sort it, because we're standing in front of a massive explosion here. Robert De Niro comes in very discreet with an ugly hat, and he says, okay, so what's the situation? Great, let's get the president out of here. Let him not say anything, because he's too stupid, you know, he will just mess things up. Put him on a plane to China, get him out of the way, we'll deal with it. So they put Clinton the president, on a plane to the Far East. In the meantime, he started looking into it, and he says, okay, we need a diversion. We need a diversion away from this one. So what he does is he starts a war on Albania in the movie, but he doesn't start a war in Albania. He leaks out to the press, there's no conflict with Albania. We have not been attacked by Albania. Everything is okay with Albania. There is no, we have not shut down the embassy in the capital of Albania. These types, so media is like, what? Is there a conflict in Albania? So they start, you see how it's done? And then they go into a film studio and they start putting together like film scores about bombs exploding in the center of Albania. And they have like a girl running around with a puppy, you know, to get it emotional. Then they change it to a kitten instead to get the emotions going like that. Oh, and more explosions. So they call in Dustin Hoffman because he's a Hollywood producer. He's really good at it. So he gets really into it. They get the whole thing going on a war that does not exist. But the whole Western world is like, Albania is at war with the US and it's writing everywhere. What's happening? We're sending our troops. We don't see any. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. They get Woody Harrelson to become like a war hero that comes back. Yeah. They got Woody Nelson to make a record.
Watch it. Wag the dog?
Wag the dog. Wag the dog. Okay. I think it's an expression. Wag the dog. If you wag the tail, that's what they said about Robert Kennedy and JFK as well. If you kill the dog, the tail will go. But if you only kill the tail, the dog will still live. Something like that. You have to wag the dog, not the tail. And it's a super interesting one, because this is exactly the psychological thing we're seeing here. I mean, the thing is, Fauci is a key player in that operation, the real one that is there to really go hard on humanity in a massively brutal way. And so we have all of these discussions. Was it leak in a lab? Was it that? Well, you financed the lab. You did that. It's diversion, diversion. Instead of putting them up against the wall and ask some very serious questions to these people behind this operation.
Yeah. It is a diversion, but at the same time, to me, it is it tells a lot about let's say if you haven't done the 40 years of research you've done and you're like me and you're more like, you know, 4 years into the things and looking into it, there is probably, I'm less convinced yet. Mm-hmm. So, and then on the behalf of people who have even been more new to this, it's like, okay, is our government really blatantly lying to us? Is that censorship justified? And people who might hesitate on that, I find it really interesting because then it just gives clues. Mm-hmm. Okay, these people cannot be trusted. This is wrong. What else cannot be trusted? Mm-hmm. What else is wrong? So in a way, it is maybe a bit of a diversion, but it also really makes that people lose faith in these representatives. Mm-hmm. And so then I think would be that then, okay, well, do I really want to take that vaccine? Mm-hmm. What if my crazy friend that talked about 5G 2 years ago was right, and all these dominoes that can come from it? Like if I was them, mm-hmm. I'd find it either very smart or a little bit dangerous way to kind of make people more distrusting.
But they, for them, they don't care if you're trusting or distrusting. Of course, it's easier for them if you're trusting, but it's part of their whole agenda. They know that millions of people will stand up against it, but you still have to go, they still have to do it. It's psychological warfare. So how to get into the mind of people? Some people will have the herd mentality and you just say, well, we recommend you taking that. They will do it. Boom. Mm-hmm. Then you got people saying, wait a second, this doesn't make sense. You need to feed them some information. You need to throw them a bone of truth here and there. You know, leak that. Oh my God. That. And then you have the real hardnecks one that are just like, we're going to fight this with weapons. It's part of the whole structure. Mm-hmm. And then you have individuals like, people that are stepping forward, whistleblowers, truth seekers, and they will have to be dealt with in a different way. And some of them will be destroyed and some of them will be left alone, depending on the amount of blowback. But they would very much like to just get on with business without any interruption.
Yeah, and we've had something quite similar with the masks, where there were like Fauci's email basically privately saying that the masks don't work, when at the same time he was telling everyone to wear masks and was still actually. Same with the PCR test. Apparently it's meant to be discontinued at the end of this December. So all these things that were kind of censored and now leaked, you think it's more likely to be a distraction?
It's a combo, smoke and mirrors, enigmas inside labyrinths. What it's to do like this, okay. It's the work of an illusionist to keep us distracted so that we will, in the end, get into the corner where we get the jab. That's the only.
So the illusion is, what's the end point there? Is mainly to get people vaccinated?
That is it. And why is it so important for you? You have to ask them why, or you have to ask yourself, why is it so important for them to get 100% mandatory vaccinations, and not only one, but two or three or four shots or more? Why is, if these vaccines are so good, why isn't it enough that if you're scared, you get vaccinated, then I won't be a problem, you know, if I don't choose to get vaccinated? But that's not the case. And even if you ask now the producer of these vaccines, you ask them straight questions like that, will this prevent me from getting sick? They say no. Will it prevent me from spreading this disease to someone else? No. So what is the point of me taking the vaccine? They say so that you don't share, or let anyone else get infected. But you just told me that it doesn't change if I can infect other. There's zero logic. I just want to go back to the mask and Fauci and a leaked email. That is such, I mean, it takes about anyone who's been into a laboratory, anyone who's used a face mask of any type of thing, if you believe in viruses, I mean, the size of them is pretty goddamn small, you know. So to really, if the virus is that dangerous, you should look like have one of these hazmat spacesuits on. These face masks is a joke. It has been a joke from day one. It's never, ever been efficient against the virus. The WHO, in the beginning, I have the videos from March of 2020. There were videos on their website saying the mask is only for people, caretakers of sick people, for their protection, not the other way around, or for people in operating rooms and so on. Once again, also not the other. They have no they give no protection whatsoever. And then you have a whole world that is being, this has been pushed on. What kind of logic is that? Mm. Then you have the PCR test, which is the test, the only test that shows, have you got it or have you not? And so I would say, why not talk to the inventor of that PCR test and see what he says? Well, Kerry Mullins stepped up forward and was speaking openly. He was given the Nobel Prize for it, this invention. But the only thing the PCR test shows, it amplifies whatever you're looking for in your body, depending on how many cycles, mm. you can find it. And there are like trillions of stuff yeah. in your body.
And he's dead now, unfortunately.
And unfortunately, he died just a few months before this whole corona thing went live.
But
he was 74, though. Mm. I'm not saying that he was taken out, but the timing was yeah. good for them.
Yeah. But a video like this, we can see it, is like, let's take the Fauci's and the mask. Personally, if I were hesitant on the vaccine, which I'm not, but let's say I was, in a way that I won't take it. But if I was like, okay, should I take it? Should I not? If I see on the news, oh, Fauci has been lying from the beginning, mm. then it would push me to not want it. Mm. So why would it be released on purpose?
Why would what be released?
The fact that Fauci had emails saying the masks don't work. That's diversion against?
It's playing with your mind. I mean, I don't know, but do you know, when I've been going around touring, sometimes people, especially when I've been showing how false flag operations are carried out, these are psychological operations, mm-hmm. you know, where the attacked one is actually the attacker. And several times people in the audience have stepped forward and said, my God, when you describe these methods, you're describing my job. And one time it was a magician, another time it was an illusionist. Mm. Do you know how to divert then? When you see X Factor or American Idol or whatever, when these illusionists are saying, pick a card, you think you pick the card. No, you do not. You pick the card that they want. How do they do it? That's a whole different ballgame. But this is how we're being played. We are up against super, super advanced psychological warfare at this time.
But then it looks so advanced that it's almost like you want to give up in a way, because it yeah. feels like the more you if you research things, what makes sense could also be a trick on you. And for example, you're very convincing, then maybe you're like an amazing controlled opposition weapon by the CIA. And so how do you make sense of things? What makes that you end up thinking something is true and something isn't?
What I try to do is learn, because I don't know. I mean, this whole virus area was something I knew nothing about. So what did I do? I contacted the people that I found the best in the world. Mm-hmm. And I got invited in also to the World Freedom Alliance and the World Doctors Alliance in Stockholm. That's when I got to meet Dr. Doros Cahill, who has become like a soul sister to me since then. And I'm now, every Tuesday we meet, we have an online group called Mastermind Brain Trust, mm-hmm. which are people around the world, incredible doctors that are specialized in these areas, that come from the inside and that are terrified of what is going on and have been trying to speak out for years saying, please, please see what's going on here before you push this crap into your system. I learn from these people on a weekly basis, trying to understand, because they are also trying to understand what is really in these ones, because it is not all labeled in these. And it's not one vaccine. There's at least 64 different vaccines out there. And so when learning from these people, and also where I get a chance to really ask questions, I mean, I'm going to name drop some, because this is like Dr. Kerry Madej, you got Dr. Christiane Northrop, Dr. Andy Kaufman, you got Dr. Tom Evans, you got Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, I think Yuri Mikovic is there sometimes, Dolores Cahill. I mean, these are heavyweight individuals that are putting everything on the line. They are being heavily attacked by media, mainstream media, by all kinds of institutions, universities and so on. So you think in one way, if they're that heavily attacked, they must be wrong. But when you see who's behind the attacks, you will see it's the same forces that are behind the vaccines that are trying to shut down all kinds of exposure. So I learned from them, and then I tried to bring forward that. And when you start looking what's in these vaccines, there's like 0.0000% that is good for you in a healthy way, and there's about 99.9999999999999999999% of things that comes from Frankenstein's horror movie that has nothing to do in a human body. And the problem with a vaccine that is so different to other types of medicine and so on that you take is, if you take whatever...
Well, also, even calling it a vaccine, many people would say calling it a vaccine is not right.
It's a psyop. It's so not true. But when you look at the history of vaccines, you have to really start questioning a lot there as well. Because there's a lot of weird stuff that has been going on ever since the Spanish flu vaccines and then onwards. Like, it's like, what the hell?
Yeah, I think we've changed the definition of some terms, like what's a vaccine, what's herd immunity, and all these things are getting changed.
Yeah, but it's like
it's very 1984 style. Where you
a vaccine is the word has been now trusted by most people. And so they use that one to hook you into getting that one.
But that's why some people refuse to use that word and say experimental shot.
It has nothing to do with what is officially a vaccine. A vaccine is you take... parts of a disease, a little dose that your body can handle, you inject that, your body says, oh my God, it fights it, antibodies are created, and then you are prepared for if you really get it, you will be fine and strong like that. Here, and what is the danger?
So maybe we call it experimental shock.
No, I call it a bioweapon of mass destruction. That is, there is an experiment because these things have never been tested on people in mass before like this. But when you look into it, and I have people that works in laboratories as well, so I get like blood samples from people that have been given it, and you said you see blood cell analysis, what is happening inside your blood? It's horrifying.
And we start to have a lot of stories. Personally, I've had my grandma having, after her second shot, kind of heart problem, had to go to the hospital. And, I tried to convince my whole family not to take it, but she was getting pressured a lot.
It's heart inflammation often that is created by that.
And even in more mainstream media, there was like that, I think it's a comedian, Jimmy Dore on the Joe Rogan show telling about all his symptoms, even though he took the vaccine. So he liked it. There was another comedian, Michael Rapaport, he did two videos 2 weeks in a row. The first one was like, oh, fucking unvaccinated, you're spreading disease. And 2 weeks after, I was talking about like him being maybe a spreader. And there was Brett Weinstein also. He's like quite famous in the podcast scene. He's been on Joe Rogan and has a podcast called The Dark Horse. And he had like his carpet guy and wife had problems. And so now there's more and more of these problems actually getting out when someone like you 3 months ago would talk about what's in there, people would be like, oh, that's crazy.
I know.
But so what's in there?
There is a lot of heavy metals, and heavy metals is something you should not have in your body. So why are they there to start with? I mean, that is it. You got cobalt, you got magnesium, you got mercury. Mercury, that is like when you, if you get anything inside of you, they say go to the the emergency right away. You know, it's really dangerous. But here they inject it. And the thing with a needle is that it bypasses all the firewalls of the body. The skin has multiple layers saying stay out, and stay out. But the needle bypasses all of these things. So whatever you inject, you suddenly have that from the inside. If this is bad for you, then the enemy is within you. Because anything you do like that, you got one opening there, you got another opening in the other end, and it passes through like a tube system, gets out. But the injections, a totally different ballgame. So you got... depends on what you mean, because there are many different vaccines. There are some especially Sinovac, there are some of them that seem to be like the old type of vaccine where they try to create antibodies. But no one has ever isolated the virus, you know, so it's a very confusing thing. What is it that you're vaccinating against if you don't know even what it looks like? That whole thing with spike, the spike proteins on it, no one has ever seen it. What they're looking at is some exozymes. But anyway, so you got, if it's an mRNA vaccines from Moderna and Pfizer, these ones are, in my opinion, as an amateur, but listening to the real bad ones. Because what they're doing, you can go to Moderna's own website, Fauci's own website. What they're talking about is a synthetic operating system, which will replace your biological messenger. The mRNA stands for messenger. M stands for messenger.
Does that also create spike protein?
That I don't know. But the spike proteins are what is leading to shedding. Where vaccinated people are, it seems like this is a fact nowadays, that they're starting to shed, and people that are not vaccinated are getting very serious symptoms being around them. You know, being close physically, it can come from the skin, from the mouth, from the whatever. Especially the first 2 to 4 weeks after the vaccination, there's this shedding going on.
There was a video, it's still on YouTube, that went viral. It was, so Brett Weinstein in the Dark Horse podcast, he was interviewing doctors in Malone and another doctor, and they were talking about the spike protein.
Yes, unfortunately, the spike protein seems to be real. And this is a scary part, I think, because it's also a very sad one, because it will be even more divide and conquer. You know, before the spike protein appeared on stage, it was like the vaccinated feared the unvaccinated. Now through the spike proteins, the vaccinated fears the unvaccinated fears the vaccinated. Yes, exactly. So it's like, what the hell? How are we gonna get over this? But the spike protein, according to Sherry Tenpenny and other of these doctors, are very real, very real. And so they try to stay physically away from the clients that come to them because of this, because of the dangers around them. There's a lot of women that have started to have massive blood clots in the menstrual circles, have been totally disrupted. Lots of blood clots also, but this is also through graphene oxide, which is highly toxic. And what is it doing in something that is supposed to be good for you? But anyway, back to the mRNA. That is a synthetic operational system. It is just like if your body was more or less like a laptop, then you have Windows or Mac in it. The mRNA is the messenger, the operating system. And what they are they're bragging about it on the website is that they can inject it, replace your messenger, the thing that your organs communicate with the cells and everything like that. And when it's in you, they can reprogram it. When it's in you, can you just imagine somebody else, whoever that is, that can remotely reprogram things inside your body saying, listen, we think your liver has had too much good stuff. We're just going to shut you down, or we can get your blood pressure up like that. Or what? I don't want anyone else. I mean, it's enough that God is helping me, you know, get everything working, but somebody else?
Well, at least if it was somebody else, I'd do a little bit more research on who it is and what's their intention.
If it was Buddha, okay, go on. You know, he's proven himself over the centuries. But these ones, when you look at the backgrounds of these individuals, it is not nice people. Very, very.
This is a conversation I often have in conscious communities. I'm not like 100% anti anything transhumanist, but it's just in the current state of things. There's no trust. So in that way, for sure, everything that touches around a company changing things inside my body like this is not welcome.
All of these companies have been taken, they have been liberated from any kind of responsibility. You cannot sue them. There's not a phone call where you can say, listen, I'm not feeling well. you just pump your stuff into me. I'm supposed to be great now. I'm feeling like I'm dying. Who can you call? You cannot call anyone. You can't sue anyone. You can't.
That's what I've done is apparently a very shitty website to report adverse effects.
Which one?
There's a website that's been created to report adverse effects, but it's been made like super, super complicated and asking tons of things, of data.
And will it make any difference at all anywhere? Absolutely not, because they are free to do whatever they want. And then when you look at also the connection into Monsanto, what they're doing with gene manipulation there and all of it's the same people behind them. It's like we're talking about very, very advanced super psychopaths.
So actually it's what's super interesting that you bring the non-liability, because it's definitely, if you look at it from a business perspective, it's like no liabilities, so you can do what you want. And then mandatory, so not much marketing cost apart from a few bribes and dinners, but it's cheaper than big marketing campaigns to convince people. And also they're looking at subscription business models. So I used to work in startups, and I would always advise subscription business models because it creates a good flow of income that's more sustainable. And that's what they're doing now with the boosters.
Right? Yes, how nice is that?
It's a beautiful business model if you're very cynical.
Very cynical. But if you listen to, like, Bill Gates was interviewed a year or so ago, they were talking about the what different businesses he had been in when it comes to the profit and so on. He said, by far, the vaccine is like 20 times as much as real estate. Yeah. I mean...
Yeah, no liability, mandatory, no advertising cost. And then if you do it every year, so good.
But it's like, for instance... Mercedes comes out and say, we've got these brand new brakes, you know, we're going to change them. Everybody has to have them. They're going to be mandatory. All the world governments are going to say, you have to change your brakes into our brakes. My first question was, great. Are they better than the old ones? No, they haven't been tested. What do you mean they haven't been tested? You haven't tried them? No. So who is making them? We are. Well, have you put anyone... from the outside into, have you got any test vehicles? Have you any kind of reports that can see that they're actually working? No, but you should trust us. We will make billions, but you're not allowed to put any questions out there. You're not allowed to. If you kill yourself in one of these cars and your whole family and you kill people that you will have to be responsible for that.
Actually, there's a video on the internet that's like a funny video. It's almost exactly the same, just like some weird untested oil. And as two guys, they did a little joke around it. And it's really well done. So that makes me think of it. And a bit of self-promotion there. But so I post it in my Telegram chat. So if people are interested to see that video and many of the things that we talk about, you go on t.me/newearth. And you can find that video, which is very similar to this.
You know, it's like when you look at the mentality behind these companies, the individuals that keeps popping up, not only in Corona, these people have been around for a long time. I've been tracking them down for years and years, but in the area of assassinations, of getting rid of competition, of incredible level of corruptions, of all kinds of really, really, really high level of criminality, including real estate frauds and all of these individuals, okay? And now they're suddenly there again, and suddenly they step forward as these wizards of medical knowledge. Where did that come from, dear Mr. Gates? Have you ever studied a book about anything except computers or viruses that you created yourself into the Microsoft world? No. And suddenly they're just stepping forward like these global messiahs. We are the saviors of the world. Well, when you start looking at it, you might very well be the creators of the problem, because when you start tracking them down step by step by step, event 201 with the patents, with the whole, all of these different institutes that are promoting it, that has been funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the World Health Organization that is pushing it, that is the main funder, Bill and Melinda Gates. The whole thing, when you see it, it's what we're actually looking from, if you look at it objectively, not extremely, you just look at it as an investigator, you're looking at organized crime on a very high level. How are they doing it? It's simple. It's the same way the mob has been doing it. It's just that now they pushed it to a whole another level that the world had never seen before. And one of the ways they've got us into this whole thing is through what is called Agenda 21. Agenda 21 is something that 173 nations, I think, agreed upon officially in 1993. It was in down in Brazil. One of the main guests was George Bush Sr. There's another bad boy for you, I tell you, and when it comes to a lot of mayhem in the world, he is a key player. Anyway, they say that all of these nations have signed this treaty. There is no signatures at all. I found out recently. No one has signed it. They have just been, it's said officially that they, by being there, agreed upon the Agenda 21. But there are no signatures. Nobody has said yes, no voting, just them being there made it like that. And then they've used this plan and just pushed it on the world. We're talking about criminals once again.
And talking about the plan, so more and more vaccines getting rolling out. Obviously, the vaccine passports are coming, like everywhere in Europe, there are protests, but that's what they're trying to do in pretty much in most parts of the world. You talked about Monsanto, heavily supported by Bill Gates, and many people are aware of the not amazing job they've done with genetically modified crops. And there's that documentary, I think it's called Percy, I haven't watched it, but it's about how what happened was Monsanto was selling to some farmers GM crops, and with the win it would go to the neighbor. And the people who sued Monsanto because they had GM crops, well, they didn't want any, what Monsanto would do was sue them back, saying, you have our property, like what's our property, because it's patented. And you used it, and trying to sue them and seize their farm. And then I was wondering, and someone drew the parallel, if there's some plan of making people who get the mRNA vaccine properties of these companies, because then they could claim, oh, well, you got our product in your body, so somehow like increase their rights on you. Yeah, you think that's part of the plan?
Yes, for sure. Legally? What you're saying, I would say, is not completely true about Monsanto. It wasn't a farmer suing Monsanto. It was Monsanto coming to their farm, finding, there's one of ours, you know, one seed that they had like, and then they come and they find one and they say, you have stolen that from us. You have stolen our property. And we're talking about lawyers with massive budgets behind them and then a local farmer. So they sue the farmer. In the hundreds, I would say, I believe in the thousands, and the farmers have had no chance to stand up against them, and then they just take the farm. And so that is, once again, organized crime. We're talking mafia methods, you know, how to control people. And that whole thing about getting something patented in you, then you are indirectly part of their property. Or they can just say, okay, in that case, we'll just shut down the mRNA. If you don't pay us, if you don't do what we say, sorry, we'll just shut down that. It's our property, so we can just shut it down. What happens to you? Sorry, the original mRNA is no longer functioning, and goodbye, farewell, boom, you go down. So it's like management by fear. No, it's a big risk, and we haven't even touched really on what is in these vaccines, but it's like... It's unbelievably bad for you. There's 0% that is good. And I, last Tuesday, I said to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and Dolores and these others, I said, is there any chance for you to make like 5-minute videos for people who have taken these vaccines against better knowing and are now regretting it? If they've taken one Pfizer, two Pfizer, one, is there anything? And they said, listen, we have been trying for so many years to say, please, please. And Dr. Tenpenny, she said she's made more than 500 interviews just the last year saying, please don't do it, don't do it. And then people do it and then they come crying and saying, please help me, please help me. But the thing is, once it's in your system, it is irreversible almost. What it does into your system is damaging on such a level. And I have like Dr. Karima Dej, she was saying last week that she had gotten a blood sample from, I think it was a person who had just been vaccinated. So they were able to see this blood hour by hour, what was going on. And she said there were all kinds of strange light phenomena, color phenomena. They did with ultraviolet light. This is blood, where things start shining and starts moving around like in waves, and there were like things that looked mechanic with tentacles on in your blood, in your blood, and started doing things also through magnetism. They have, do you know, the iron oxide, a lot of iron oxide in it. Graphite oxide is one of the things that is causing a lot of these blood clots, apparently. There was a Spanish research team that found out of this. So they're right in the process of trying to figure out what the hell that is about. But also here on Bali, I've got people with a facility so you can study the blood. And it's like, what is that in there? It's not supposed to be there. And then you compare that to natural health that boosts your immune system, that is divine. When you look at it, it's made absolutely to divine perfection. What is that doing? That is being knocked out. I've spoken to healers also, you know, with chakra healing and also spiritual healers. And they say they can't feel the chakras of people who have been vaccinated. Wow. It's sort of the energy is not there. And I spoke to this other healer who said that she was giving healing to the body of one person who was not feeling well at all. And then the spirit spoke to this healer and was so sad because it was like the silver thread was still there connecting the body and the spirit, but the spirit couldn't enter anymore. So it's like on many different levels.
Yeah. Also, physical,
many of the, also with the nasal test that goes up, some of them have what is called DARPA gel, which goes up and it crystallizes. It goes through this bone barrier that is not solid up into the fluid of the brain. And then it goes towards the pineal gland, which if I'm correct in my understanding of the pineal gland, it's like the antenna to the whatever is we're living in. And what it's trying to do is calcify and stop that one.
Yeah, like fluoride in the water.
Fluoride. Also, you got like Operation Skylark, which was also very much focused on through aluminium, through the chemtrails, to calcify your pineal gland, to shut you down. It's all the time to shut you down. And so I'm asking, are these forces that are giving these things, it's always presented to us, it's for your good, it's for your good.
How can people dive deeper on, you know, you talked about these things people watch in the blood, and can we see videos of that somewhere?
I think there's a lot already coming out in many, many different areas. More and more news channels are also starting to present these things. The only thing that differs is that we sort of said it like six months, a year ago, and now it's like suddenly there. And so I'm on this quest trying to keep people just to stay away from the needle, because that's a one-way door. You go through that door, it is very, very hard to come back, to detox from these things, because it really affects you in a scary, scary way. So I would say, if you are afraid, if you are nervous about things, of course, no wonder if you look at mainstream, you should be scared. But when you start looking to what actually is going on, the main thing is stay away from the needles. And then by time, but because you have the possibility, as long as you haven't been injected, to find ways around this whole thing.
And so I talked about my grandma, but most people in my family and friends, they took the vaccine, and so far they had a day or two, but now they're pretty good, and they don't really feel anything wrong with it. Do you think is there a time span on it?
Once again, I refer to Dr. Dolores Cahill. She says, depending on what you've been taking, also they're different. You know, they don't send the same batch. of each to the same group, meaning that if they inject 2,000 people with that batch and all 2,000 die in 4 weeks, that can be traced straight back to that. So it's like this all the time. That's also why the numbers are there on them. But she says that some people will get it, not a problem at all. As far as I've understand, there's four different boosters planned to get you to a place where you have turned into like a spike protein factory, which is very bad for people around you and very bad for you. Your immune system is knocked out. But it seems like there's four different spike proteins in what is called the corona thing. And it's to complete that they're four. Other people say more. I don't know. I'm not an expert. I'm just saying what I've been told. But some of the things also in these vaccines are there. Some of them are making your system super sensitive to certain things. I think, if I remember right, that, you know, there were like peanuts and stuff like that in it, but it would make your system super sensitive so that you take the injection, you're fine, not a problem. Mm-hmm. Next time you pop a peanut, suddenly your immune system goes into absolute like this. But what Dolores said, and I'm very sorry to be the bringer of bad news, but what she said that sometimes you get the vaccine and for about 2 months, everything seems fine. Then you come to a point where suddenly you start to feel heavy fatigue. And if you don't do anything at that point, the chance of your organs shutting down within 48 hours are big. And then it's like game over. And so I asked her, but Dolores, is there anything you can do in a situation like that? And she said, the best chances you have is to find a doctor that with an open mind and say, this is the situation. I have let myself be injected with this. What I need to is if I start having these symptoms that I can come to you and then get heavy doses of those C vitamin. I mean, we're talking massive doses of C vitamins that would boost the immune system to a point that could work against this organ failure. And then on the other side of that, if you manage to get out, then you can start to do heavy detox of heavy metals and whatever. But what they said was really sad news. What they said is the whole point is do not get it inside of you.
And then for people who do, I hope you're wrong.
So do I. But listen to this one. Everybody says, well, I need to take the vaccine, otherwise I won't be able to travel. Mm. Now I have friends that have started to call around to different airlines, you know, and they more and more airlines are now saying we cannot take people who have been vaccinated because of the risk of blood clots.
And that's a good segue because now it can feel a little bit heavy, and I'd love to talk about solution two. I know so many people who travel and haven't taken the vaccine. I remember Sasha in this chair talking about how these are kind of unresolved parts of ourselves and that invite us to stand in our power. Where do you see this going?
It's an interesting question. I mean,
and if there's any hope, God, how does it look like?
Yeah, I don't see this. The option of this going totally bad doesn't exist in me. Absolutely not. Absolute zero, zero, zero. I get scared sometimes when I listen too much to this one, but in my heart, not a problem at all. How are we going to do it? I have no idea. It's one step at a time. But when you look at it in your life, the worst horrible people in your life are also the biggest teachers, which I think we mentioned that before. It's always like that. And so indirectly, we are being helped by being pushed into a corner to say, listen, you need to get some fire up your butt and start seeing and finding out who you are. Why are you here? What is your task here? What can you do for humanity? And some of us have chosen that way. Some of us have chosen a different way. And so each and everyone can only do our best to see how, in my view, I can only say for myself, I really would like to help. I don't like to destroy things or hurt people. I really, it feels super good in me when I feel that I've done something good. And so what I'm trying to do is devote myself to selfless service and be there in as powerful way that I can, to live by example, to not just say things. Whatever I say, I live it, and hopefully inspire people. And it's only afterwards we can see maybe all of the people that took the vaccine, they did the right thing and I did the wrong thing. And boom, there you go. But the way I see reality here, it's the other way around. I don't know. I'm sure they feel that they did the right thing. Bless them. I so hope that that is true, that they have not hurt themselves. But here and now, I can only go my way and do whatever I can.
Yeah, thanks for sharing that. I do find that it can be hard to make sense of what's happening in the world and live in a complicated world. And at the same time, I do feel by a combination of a bit of research and intuition and experience, there are signs that are pretty clear, at least for me, have been pretty clear on people who lie to us, people who cannot be trusted. And that's where I have the humility to think maybe I'll be wrong, but I have also very good reason to think the way I think. It's not just random.
Do you know, when you look at nature, how incredible it is when we leave it alone, when we see the way it was created, the way it was meant to be lived. And I mean, look at Mother Earth, how generous is she? Whatever we do to her, she still gives fruits and she still does. I mean, all of that. Look at nature. Then we start messing with it. Has anything good come out of that? I don't think so. I mean, we just keep messing it up. But the solution is going back to the way that it was meant to start with. That's the balance. That's the harmony. That is where we should head back. Then you see certain aspects of individuals or whatever you want to call them that are trying to go the exact opposite, that are doing exactly the same thing to enslave us as so many dictators have done before. And so I say, it's not that hard to see. They want us to go that way. That way is pretty goddamn dark and brutal and horrible, and many of us won't survive. I think I'll go that way instead.
Some people do say nature is licensed pretty rough and brutal, and it's partly true.
And
you have the fruits and you have the lion hunting you.
Yeah, but what does that mean? You know, it's an interesting question. I have this friend in Denmark who's a horse whisperer. And I went there once because I think it's super interesting, you know. And so I was, he invited me for lunch, and I saw that he was eating meat. And I thought, that's a bit strange, because I thought, being an animal friend like that, he would of course be veggie up over his ears. He said, absolutely not. I said, so please tell me. No, he said, no, I've been communicating many times with pigs and cows and whatever. And he said, in this lifetime, they are so happy to be able to supply us with what we need to survive, the veggies, whatever.
Probably in a slightly different way than how we actually eat pig and cows.
What he said is they are so grounded in the thought of reincarnation. They know that as a truth, not the pig, the horse, according to him. But what he said is what they don't want is suffering, no pain, no nothing. It's like, but this is what we're doing. We're torturing these incredible beings.
Raping cows, torturing pigs.
Horrible, horrible. So once again, we're messing it up. Because what he says, the natural circle is not brutal. Mm. When you say nature is brutal, is it? Or is it just a perfect cycle of life and death and construction and deconstruction and destruction in a perfect motion? And then we come in and once again we mess it up. So what is the solution? Stop messing it up. Don't mess with nature. And here we are with the DNA, changing the DNA. D stands for Dios, God. And here these vaccines go in and split and cut and whatever, manipulate the genes, manipulate the DNA, manipulate. Is that the way you want to go? And they say, yeah, I've been longing to become a cyborg. Well, I have not. So feel free, you know, do the experiments on you. Don't force it on me. Don't force it on my kids. You know, what the hell? Fuck off. You do it. You experiment on yourself. Pop yourself up with all of these drugs. Mm-hmm. Do they do that? I don't think so. You will see many of the people in this area, they do not themselves. Why? Because they know what's in it.
Yeah, it's revealed a lot about just the weakness of people in general, because I feel so many people who take the shot didn't really want it and don't really trust the government and those pharmaceutical company, but they just think, well, I want to travel. I want to go to the groceries. And so they just consent. And in a way, you know, I also sometimes consent to little things that I don't feel are right, but just to make my life easier.
Mm. We all do. I mean, I drive around with a mask.
Yeah.
It's a total theater. I have it on. I see a uniform. I put it on. I see the uniform. I take it off. I mean, do I believe in that? I try to keep it awake because I also know there's graphite oxide in the masks. Mm. You know, super not good for you. So, but I prefer to make a difference to thousands of people like this, reach that. And instead of confronting a local police officer that knows nothing about what he is enforcing. So, but once again, the needle is a different thing because it's a one-way door. Up until then, you have the choice. Once that's done, the choices are much more limited. and I hope that what we fear will not happen, because then the world will look very different. You know, like in Sweden, officially, out of 10 million people, 6 million have already taken these things. And in Israel, it's more or less 100%, I think, now. And now they come with the second one and the third one, and they will just keep them coming.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Time will tell. I mean, again, probably, even when time tells, there's probably going to be different perspective, right? People start dying. Some people will say, oh, it's a new variant, we need more vaccines. And some people like us will say, well, probably stop getting those vaccines. And so it's actually not that simple, because I feel like time will tell. And there is, again, going to be propaganda and different perspectives on the same.
I can guarantee you they will try to, media will try to point out that we, the unvaccinated, is the problem. But now you have already, like this, I think in the States, there was about 70% of people who are getting very serious effects and dying have had two shots or more. They should be safe. You just, please give me one reason to pump that crap into you. They cannot. And I have friends in different countries that are doing amazing jobs by phoning up while recording, phoning up different companies, phoning up the people that deliver the PCR tests, the develop them, normal questions and record it. What are the benefits? Do you know? Are you qualified to know? Do you know what's in them? Do you know this? Do you know that? The answer all the time is no, no, but I'll refer you to someone. They call the next one, the number they're giving. The next one doesn't know either. It's called compartmentalization. It's an old operation way of system, you know, to keep people in the where they don't know. They think they're doing the right thing, but they're actually being used.
Yeah. So a bit naive too, I feel like.
We're all naive to a certain extent, but it's like
cognitive biases.
Yeah, but at the same time, when you hurt someone else, it's not okay anymore.
And I just find that even if you have these videos, you'd show them and many people would have that what you call, I think, cognitive dissonance, where you're in front of the fact, but you just discard by principle.
Do you know, I took one of these blood samples myself, and I've not been vaccinated, but I almost shit myself, you know, when I saw my blood, because the blood cells are supposed to be round and free floating, the red ones, you know, where you got, so the oxygen can and be transported around, negatively charged, so they don't stick together. Mine was stacked like pancakes. It looked really bad, and I was really, really tired as well. So what did I do? Did I go and get some kind of vaccine to pump this? Absolutely not. I pumped myself with C vitamin and intravenous 40 grams per week, and also with come on, ozone therapy. I mean, my God, the difference within a few weeks. And you could see the bloods that was the fluid was clear. They were starting to free float. You know, they were happy, and the color of the blood as well, because I started drinking a lot more water. From getting it was almost like dark red, blue, and slow flowing to red and happy, and you could just feel it. Like you see the body goes like, "Yay, baby, I'm back."
That's pretty cool. I mean, even like the thing I told you last time, when I'm wearing Healy, they have similar experiments where you see the blood that's clogged, and through frequencies, actually, they like spread it more.
So things like that, if you can see it with your own eyes, at least for me, it makes a difference. Because eyes, when you see like, boom, and there you go, oh my God, then you know something is not right. And then...
And then, but that's a completely different discussion. But also, we can talk about like there's the blood, and then your whole lymphatic system. So I did did a bit of iridology recently and detox to look at what's in your lymphatic system too, because apparently it has also a lot more information than blood. But anyway,
look at nature.
Yeah,
look, it's all there. When does the problem start? When we leave nature, when we leave the balance of the universe. So it's very easy. The way of the universe is balance, harmony, living together. You can see it's not fighting. The trees are not fighting each other. There's like communities of plants, different plants that are helping each other. It's all the time a matter of use, you know, not use more than you can give back. And then we come and destroy. So I'm saying, just look at nature. Look and how life was for thousands of years in many ways when we lived in harmony with nature. That's the way we need to go back. With new technology, of course, it's great if we can combine the two. But the mindset behind what is going on at the moment is the exact opposite.
Yeah, that makes me think of, in my Telegram channel, I posted a little cartoon, like animated movie called Man by Steve Katz. He does these little short movies, and sometimes they're really good at depicting the absurdity as like a man starting to crush everything and destroy the forest. Well, we're going to end this discussion very soon, Ole. Thank you so much again for coming. And there could be other things. I mean, I even... or maybe one more thing. What do you think of ivermectin? Because that's one thing that's been also out in the mainstream recently, way more, thanks to Brett Weinstein and Joe Rogan, and that now seems to be more accepted as a drug that can help when you have COVID. I think also along with hydroxychloroquine, that was very, that was... very discussed at some point and censored, and now it looks like it's more okay. What do you think of these?
Once again, I'm not an expert, but I have information from different areas, and people who know what they're talking about speak very highly about ivermectin, very highly of my head. And ivermectin is an interesting thing because it's so cheap, so easily manufactured, that big pharma always have a massive problem with these type of things.
Because it's a generic drug.
Yeah, they don't want health easily. They want you to stay half sick so that they can pump you full with medicines with side effects that will make you have need even more, you know. So
I think, I don't know if you'll rejoice from it, but Pfizer just hit its highest stock value. So that is true.
I mean, look at it. That is bad karma for you. That is bad karma coming their way. Anyway, so ivermectin, I take it myself. And as far as I know, it has extremely good potential. It's I'm not going to go into what it is, but it's got incredible ways of dealing with this whole thing. I think also with spike protein, as far as I know, it helps you really boost. At the same time, it's a little confusing now because first it was banned here, more or less, in Indonesia. Yeah. And now I think the Indonesian government has bought the patent. So it's like, okay. But once again, why did they do that? Was it to shut it down or was it to help people? You never know. As far as I know, ivermectin was given out for free in India to the into the millions, and the alleged COVID cases was more or less down to zero until the vaccination started. And then when the mass vaccination started, the COVID cases went straight up again. So it seems like ivermectin is the real thing.
And that's really that inverted logic you talked about in our first episode.
It's once again, because it was on the World Health Organization's own website where they put it at one of the miracle drugs. They put antibiotics, ivermectin, and so on. But nobody had known about it, or very few. I didn't know about it until like 4 or 5 months ago. So it seems to have incredible power and no side effects as far as I know.
How can people dive deeper down the rabbit hole with you?
I say stop diving down into the rabbit hole. It's pretty dark down there. See instead of how you can lift and transcend this whole thing. Don't fight it, transcend it. And the way to get out is to go in. To go in, deal with these things, deal with your own demons, your own shadows, and transcend it so that you don't buy into fear. The only tool they have against us is fear. If we're not fearful, they cannot control us. So look at how much of this thing is based on fear, how much is coming through screens to you that is based on fear. So ask yourself at all times, whatever is being pumped your way, number one, is it true? Is it true? Well, 72% says who? 52, they love statistics. That's a perfect lie. You know, so is it true? And then number two, who benefits from you believing it? Who benefits from you believing whatever it is? And if it gets you fearful, then question it. If it's something that really empowers you, then bring it in.
About who it benefits, there's also a lot of people told me like a year ago, why would the elites create a recession where they benefit from more and more growth? And actually the richest people got way, way richer during this pandemic.
You know, every depression is their big kick. It's their wet dream. These depressions, the 30s and so on, where we are being told, oh, it's a disaster. Absolutely not. It's designed to knock you out. And it's based on fear once again. They create the fear. So people start selling their stocks because they feel, oh my God, we're going under. They go straight down. These big ones, they stand back, wait. And then when the prices are really down there, they go in, grab and take over. And then they build the whole thing up. And they make absolute trillions. It's by design. There are even names of these cycles, you know. Mm-hmm. So Bitcoin has just been doing one like that. And the rich one, they just wait, and then they go in. So it's just a cycle. As soon as you become aware of it, so you can say, I'm not going to be scared. Again, it's scared. It's fear again. Don't be fearful. Inform yourself. And also purify your mind. Set your intention. What would you like that the new normal would look like? Do you want to walk around with 3 double masks and a glass shield like this against some invisible, bizarre thing? I mean, they're going to keep coming up with new names, Delta, Lambada, the upside down monkey frog poison, whatever, until we say enough, we are not taking it anymore. Mm. And then put your creative force there, see whatever skills and talents you have, and then see how can you serve, how can you be of assistance to humanity. We're all in the same boat, you know, either we go down or we go up. And I like up.
Let's go up.
Let's go up. Can I finish with a prayer?
Please do.
Okay, this prayer that I love, it goes like this. May the entire universe be filled with peace and joy, love and light. May everyone, and especially the ones who heard us, be filled with peace and joy, love and light. May the light of truth overcome all darkness. So victory to that light. The thing is, you know, like we could chop them up. I mean, they're not that many. They're like 8,000 total or whatever. The real assholes are a lot fewer. But I mean, we're billions. So it would be super simple for us. Lynching party, you know, string them, hang them high, whatever. Chop them up, serve on a pizza. But is that the solution? When you look karmically wise, what we create, revolution, it just circles and it comes back to the same and becomes worse and worse? Or is this an incredible opportunity to transcend this whole thing and lift the world to a whole new level? Because this is where we've got a chance. This is a unique, I think, opportunity to lift this to a whole different level, and a level where I think it's going to be absolutely beautiful. When we, and I hope that we will come to a point where duality stops and where we start seeing everything. Oh my God, we're all one. Why did we fight? Why did we do that? And then we start lifting and living as one. That is where I want to go.
I trust it's coming.
Yes, it is. No, I don't. I forgot my watch at home, but hopefully soon. Hopefully soon. People say 2046. Really? I can't wait that long. I say like 2 weeks. That sounds good to me.
Let's make it happen. Let's manifest it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
No, Ollie. Thank you. Thank you.
I want to acknowledge you again for all the effort you put into researching these things and sharing with people like me and our listeners. So we're all very grateful to you for your courage and for speaking up.
Thank you so much.
Do you have a last word for the listeners?
A last word? Is this my last word? No, I just want to say my website is Light on Conspiracies, because that is exactly what I try to do, put light into the belly of the beast. What I do also has been named Conspirituality, where I try to connect the two. And my intention is not to sort of be like some rain man in the dark area, but to just show, give the name, the shadows a name, so that you can start seeing. And then also understand that so much of this is propaganda and psychological warfare, and it's built on nothing. So there's so much we need to be, or I would suggest that we should be extremely grateful for, and actually there's so little to be afraid of. So, lightonconspiracies.com. I've got a monthly newsletter. I've got a membership area. I've got, these are the ways that I have an income, and also donations. I have whatever. I do more or less everything for free. I've done that my whole life.
Thank you so much, Ole. And thank you to everyone who listened.
Thank you for taking some of your precious time to listen to this podcast. If you stayed until the end, I assume it was insightful. So if you like this podcast, please share with friends. Remember that if you tag us in your Instagram story at the Light Leaders Podcast, we will repost. Tell us what you've learned. You can also leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Now, if you want to stay posted about new podcast releases, especially as we get censored more and more on big tech platforms, make sure to join our newsletter and our Telegram. You'll find the links on thelightleaders.org, and feel free to contact me directly too, whether it's for feedback or potential collaborations. Thank you again, and let's co-create the conscious new earth together.